don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 30th of May 2008. For newcomers, and there's lots of newcomers always coming in, it's surprising how the word gets around, even this old big planet with so many people, so many thousands of radio stations, but eventually, one way or another, they get turned on, and I ask them to, when they come into this show, to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and listen to as many of the previous talks I've given over the years, piecing this big jigsaw puzzle together. There's a lot I say straight out, there's a lot I say embedded in the talks for those who are a bit further on, because there are so many layers of this on the go at the same time. Everyone can understand the exoteric, and the exoteric is what the media throws in your face. There's always another side to things, because this particular world order is not really new. It's a new phase for them, those who control it, but they also control the last one too, and the one before that. It's an ongoing intergenerational war. Also look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel for transcripts which you can download, written in the various tongues of Europe. This is truly an intergenerational war. If you look in to the histories of the British establishment, they had 50-year plans for certain agendas, 100-year plans for others. This carried on into the League of Nations, then United Nations, with their 5, 10, 15, 50, 100 years, 150-year plans. That's how it's done. Intergenerational. And the communist system was exactly the same. It's all the same system. It's just the two hands of the same system. And that generally confuses most people because they pick one side or another, never realizing they're all going in the same direction. That's how the trick works. Now, for those who've donated, I have to thank you. I try and get back to everyone because that's only the right thing to do, and you can't get back to everyone. If it's written, it's a handwritten letter, I try, or I'll send a card, but it's impossible to do all that, plus everything else I'm doing. It's hard enough to try and keep up with just the topics and so on, and how to put things across to people that makes sense to them. There's no point in just repeating stuff unless you analyze stuff. And you must analyze everything that's handed out, because all the major stories that you get are really handouts to the media. Handouts by big public relations firms, or the military, or government, or many of the hundreds of layers of government as we have today. It's the biggest industry on the planet, is governance, as they call it today. And we are in a global system that's tied economically together. No one can avoid being in it. If they won't come into it, they're pounded into it through war, and they'll always drum up a reason for a war, or get one started by supplying one little country with arms and kicking it off. And then, of course, the United Nations comes in and says, we've got to stop that. And we also got to bring UNESCO in. And then, of course, we bring the whole kit and caboodle of the UN in. And then we standardize their system until it's exactly a clone of the ones that we have already. In this agenda, no one is going to be allowed to have a different way of life. It's got to be this new idea, which really is a world order, but it's the con game is based on democracy, even though the public have no input whatsoever. Now the news is coming in, and we'll be back in a few minutes after the following messages.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, trying to show you the other sides of this big existence we call reality, and giving you some of the background on how we got to where we are and where it's supposed to go. Now, at the top of this big pyramid we call reality, you have the few who inherit wealth down through thousands, literally thousands of years. The few who go country to country, setting up empires, building it up financially, and then walking out with all the loot and collapsing them behind, but always keeping them at a certain stage of togetherness, like commonwealths. We call them commonwealths. And the whole idea is to create a world commonwealth, and it's here. It's actually here. That's why they set up the United Nations. Read all the data you can get on the United Nations. Read the stuff that was written at the time during the 40s, in the mid-40s too, when big players in politics were writing books thinking that because of World War II, the world would be ready to give up national sovereignty and allow themselves to be run by this global society. And to a lot of people who are war weary, it made a lot of sense, because the history of the world, because of the financial system, truly is a history of war after war after war. That's how the wealthy got wealthier, and that's how they took over countries into empires. So lots and lots of followers helped the system along, well-meaning in a sense, but not realizing that above all that, these characters at the top didn't just want a global government. They wanted a scientifically run system where people would be assigned their positions in life, their status in life. H.G. Wells wrote about it in shape of things to come. But Mr. Everybody leaves school, like everyone else, looking for a job, and he sets up doing what other people are doing, and competing and competing, and that to them is so untidy. It worked for a while, but they'd rather design you for the job that you're supposed to do. In fact, they'd rather have the right to decide if you should even be born, to fulfill a job that they want you for, or they need you for. And that's coming along. And in the 50s, big players wrote about creating apathy. The creation of apathy makes people easily led, can be easily led by governments and experts. That has been accomplished. And we've gone through basically what is a mini depression financially for 20 odd years. In Britain and parts of Europe, it's been much, much longer. And people are rather apathetic. And when you add a fear element in, fear of not even heating themselves because fuel is going through the roof by design, and you add on the food going up in price and everything else going up in pricing, and your tax is increasing too, there's no let up here, then it creates an abuse type of mentality. You're an abused person, you're abused society, and you're easily led by the experts that claim they have all the answers. And since we're trained not to think for ourselves, most folk go along with the experts and their answers, and then they wonder why they're worse off than they were before. It's as easy as that. And when you have a world society being fed the same entertainment and the same news across the whole world, remember, entertainment is your main indoctrination method through entertainment, then it's quite easy to bring a whole society, a whole world society, along this greening path as we eliminate ourselves and our numbers, allow the scientists to tamper with genes, and then bring out the new type clones with all the rights of the old humans. That's the whole agenda. And for some people, of course, they think it's science fiction. Well, forget those people. They haven't even lived yet. They're still in the land of the dead. You know, in Britain, when I was small, a series came out. It was called Just Alf. It kind of played a few runs, and then it faltered and fell. And the whole idea was based on a guy in London, a comedy, who was prejudiced against everyone else, classes, races, and so on. And they turned it into an American hit over in America. It took off. They gave it a different name, different actors, but the same scripts, and made a hit out of it. In Britain, they also brought in a series back in the 70s called, I think it was Robin's Nest, A Guy Living with Two Girls, and they called it a different name, Three's Company, in the US. And you don't realize that all the programs that you watch start off in Britain, where Tavistock runs the whole world's drama and comedies and so on. And you get your own actors from your own country with different accents to play out the same roles. And it's all called predictive programming. You can get a lot more through for political correctness through comedy than any other way. People adapt through it and feel ashamed, and they adapt all the other nonsense that comes down with it. There's always an element of truth attached to it. It's like attachments on your email. Comes a whole bunch of stuff on top of that until you're parting it like a robot. That's how simply it's done. Archie Bunker was a guy in the States. It was modeled after the British one, Just Alf. It's the same with all the things that you watch. Now, it's the same with major media. Major media gives out handouts. And if you look across the newspapers in Britain today, you find the same stories as they do in Yahoo and so on, word for word. These are handouts to the major media. And when you read it, it's predictive programming. It's getting an idea into your mind that this is coming, it's inevitable, and you have to look a bit closer to find out why it's coming. This is a story about the Matrix. And these say kids, because kids now are what children used to be. If you call them kids now, it's young adults, the dehumanizing of humans, as Lenin said to do by the use of terminology. So they call them kids set for Matrix future. And this one was on Yahoo today, but it's also in the major newspapers, word for word, verbatim. Children will learn by downloading information directly into their brains within 30 years, education expert. There you have education expert. So immediately you believe it, as predicted. Chris Parry, the new chief executive of the Independent Schools Council, said matrix-style technology would render traditional lessons obsolete. He said it's a very short route from wireless technology to actually getting the electrical connections in your brain to absorb that knowledge. Mr. Parry, a former Rear Admiral, spent 3 years determining the future strategic context for the military in a senior role at the Ministry of Defence. I'll repeat that part there. Mr. Parry, a former Rear Admiral, spent 3 years determining the future strategic context for the military in a senior role at the Ministry of Defence. So there's a tie-in right away. All this technology is from the Ministry of Defence, who also know they have an agenda to work out through society. He said the Keanu Reeves thriller may look like science fiction in 30 years' time. That's to throw you off, to make you not so scared of it. Believe you me, they can do it now. They can do it now. But this is meant to make you think it's coming, accept it, but don't worry, it's a long ways off. They can actually do that stuff now. Within 30 years, sitting down and learning something will be a thing of the past, Mr. Parry said. I think people will be able to directly access, matrix-style, all the vocabulary you need for a foreign language, leaving you just to clear up the grammar. Mr. Parry is now preparing the ISC's 1,300 private schools, which collectively teach 500,000 children, for a high-tech future. So what you get from that is, you see, he's already teaching the managers of society, the private schools, along this line of, again, it's a segregation of society into the elite and the masses, and this is the elite that he must train to condition their minds to go along and help push all of this in their lifetime onto the public. And you'll find, too, when they actually do it, they'll use this technology first on the bureaucracies. That's where they're going to use it first, before the masses get it. So that's a little, as I say, predictive programming handout given to all major media. And as I say, when they hand it out, and here's from a guy, a former Rear Admiral, he's not a petty little fellow, who also worked for strategic context in the military. This character knows what he's doing. He's been sent out, he'll be one of many, by the way. And their job is cut and dried for them as they program the controllers, the ones who will control society, the bureaucracies, the ones who will grow up to be bureaucrats into a certain way of thinking. And they're going to be ruthless with this agenda, believe you me. The military gave the public the internet. They could not bring off a totalitarian society without the computer, without knowing all your data. Without you getting hooked on the computer, do you think you can't do without it? Most people truly believe they cannot live without it, even those who don't make their work or their employment by using it. The Americas have 2 years to go, two more signings to go, before they're the same as the European Union. They've been signing agreements deeper into the amalgamation openly since 2005. That was even broadcast on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Now, you must go look at Europe if you won't know where it's going, because that's the first one, remember. Karl Marx said Europe first, America second. Then an association of Eastern Asiatics region, Arin, would be third. And this article I'm going to read now is from The Telegraph, and it's by Bruno Waterfield in Brussels, 27th of May 2008. I'll read this when I get back. It shows you where we're all going.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix and showing you how America and every other continent really follows Britain as an avant-garde of the unifications, and all the techniques that are used in Britain are eventually used everywhere else. And America, the Americas, are fast on the heel of Britain these days. This is an article from The Telegraph, let's say 27th of May 2008. It says, plans to eliminate Eurosceptics as an organized opposition within the European Parliament are expected to be agreed by a majority of MEPs as members of European Parliament this summer. The European Union Assembly's political establishment is pushing through changes that will silence dissidents by changing the rules allowing Euro MPs to form political groupings. Richard Corbett, a British Labour MEP, is leading the charge to cut the number of party political tendencies in the Parliament next year, a move that would dissolve UKIP's pan-European Eurosceptic, Euroskeptic independence and democracy groupings. It goes on to say, under the rule change, the largest and most pro-European groups would tighten a grip on the Parliament's political agenda and keep control of lavish funding. It would prevent single-issue politicians from being given undue support from the public purse, said Mr. Corbett. We want to avoid the formation of a fragmented parliament, deeply divided into many small groups and unable to work effectively. Mr. Corbett's proposals will also give the president of parliament sweeping powers to approve or reject parliamentary questions. They already found, by the way, that the average politician in a year to speak his mind in that parliament, because it's so huge, gets about 20 seconds. There is a democracy there. It was not meant to be democratic. That's just it. Nigel Farage, leader of the UK Independence Party, claimed that the move goes hand in hand with the denial of popular votes on the new EU treaty. Welcome to your future. This shows an EU mindset that is arrogant, anti-democratic, and frankly scary, he said. These people are so scared of public opinion, they're willing to set in stone the right to ignore it. Freedom requires the governing elite to be held to account. They must be getting very worried if they are enacting such dictatorial powers for themselves. Well, look around you, Mr. MEP, because they're building up a militarized society everywhere, where everyone else and your neighbor and you happens to be the terrorists. Under the changes, the threshold would become 30 MEPs from one quarter of the EU's member states. The Liberal Democrats, Greens and far left, Eurosceptics and other groupings have vowed to oppose the plans during a vote scheduled for July the 9th. Andrew Duff, leader of Britain's Liberal Democrat, Euro MPs and a committed EU federalist, has opposed the silencing of UKIP on the basis of democratic principle. Whatever one's point, one's views about their politics, it cannot be argued that these small groups do not represent a strand of European public opinion, he said. If the European Parliament is to be the legitimate forum forum for post-national democracy, see, this is where they put these little phrases, post-national democracy, all sorts of minority opinions have to be given an effective, a proportionate representation. So this will shortly be heard in 2010 when America, or the Americas, that's the US, Canada and Mexico, with Chile ready to join right in, come together, the old Beatles song, Come Together Over Me. And they're coming together in 2010, total and complete integration, intermeshing of all your governments come together, one massive new parliament for the Americas, with a lot of the smaller countries in Latin America ready to join right in, or to be bribed right in, one of the two. Everyone at the top, actually, of all these countries will be bribed in. That's how they did it with Europe. And they're not democratic systems. It's meant not to be a democratic system. In fact, because democracy, according to Margaret Thatcher, was just too slow. Too much argument went on, and nothing could get done. And they had big plans to complete, you see. And that's why Thatcher talked about the fact that she belonged to the parallel government, comprised of ex-members of parliament, presidents and prime ministers who all knew each other. She was referring to the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they do, as Carla quickly said, work behind the scenes. They're not answerable to the public, so they can rush ahead and get all these things done for this big world order, and the public have no comeback. There's no complaints department. But if you've noticed, really, even in what's left of the old system for the public, there's no complaints department now either. I'm surprised how many organizations that were set up as government institutions to serve the public are now under Homeland Security. Anyone who gets a public paycheck from government is on a member of Homeland Security, including the postman. It's incredible what's going on. And again, as long as most folk have enough money to still play, which they do at the moment, even with gasoline going up and fuel going up and all the rest of it, as long as they can play and turn on the television to their favorite comedies and their favorite shows, they think everything is just hunky-dory. God help them when it all goes down. I'm Alan Watts. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And I hope the vocal quality is okay, because I hear some of the Dalek sounds coming in. And that's happened before, so let's hope it stays away. And before I take the callers, I'd like to read this little article here. It's from Canada, and it's very interesting, because, see, Canada, as I've mentioned before, happened to be the test guinea pig population for the various GMO foods and so on. And why? Because we're very placid in Canada. We've had a lot of brainwashing, and we come from a British-type system where you've never known any real freedom. Government's always been some sort of magical boss, like a priesthood that you simply obey. Now, and mind you, it's rife with Freemasonry too, and that also backs up this system. They teach us to obey because the Masons get their freebies and they get off with the little things the general public don't. But this is an article from ANI, from Toronto. ANI, May 29th, it came out. And it said here, it's another little experiment here, canned foods commonly served to Canadian children contain the estrogen-mimicking chemical bisphenol A at concentrations twice as much as the levels that made many consumers stop using plastic baby bottles and water bottles made from the controversial material, a new study has shown. The highest amounts were in tomato sauce, a food often consumed by children, which had 18.2 parts per billion. But the news organizations tested 10, 13 other canned goods purchased at Toronto stores, including beer, ravioli, apple juice, and cream-style corn, and found bisphenol A in every sample. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all, since Charles Galton Darwin talked about using these techniques in the food and another, and water even, to effeminize the males, because he didn't want sort of virile, angry males at this particular time in history. Tomato juice had 14.1 parts per billion, chicken noodle soup as much as 9.9 parts per billion, and ravioli 6.2 parts per billion. It's the first time such a review of common everyday food items has been done in Canada, and indicates there's a widespread exposure to the chemical, also known as BPA, among those who eat canned goods, even if they do not use polycarbonate plastic bottles. This is from cans. These results provide further evidence that Canadians are marinating in this chemical on a daily basis. GlobeandMail.com quoted Rick Smith, Executive Director of Environmental Defence, a Toronto advocacy group that has been lobbying Health Canada to ban bisphenol A from food and beverage containers, as saying, "The method of testing used most closely mimics the canning process. 14 cans of popular canning foods were sent to Xeno Analytic LLC, a laboratory in Columbia, Minnesota. The cans were emptied of food and rinsed 5 times before being filled with water and heated for 24 hours at 95 degrees centigrade. Studies have shown when cans are heated in the manufacturing process, BPA, that's the bisphenol, leaches out of the linings. Foods are first sealed in cans and heated to kill bacteria in the food. Cans are heated to temperatures between 116 centigrade and 121 centigrade, and the length of time varies according to the type of food. Because these findings show that BPA leached out of the cans into water, it can be assumed that the chemical is leaching into the food itself when the cans are heated during the pasteurization process." Now, why did they even line the cans with this stuff in the first place? You see, they never used to. They did it after complaints came in. You see, this is an agenda, folks. It's an agenda. You're being bioengineered. Bioengineered. Exactly along the same route told by Charles Galton Darwin and others. It's being done. So, people should read the whole article here. It's quite interesting. As I say, Canadians, again, being the passive schmucks they are the guinea pigs. And they will, even after reading this, believe, oh, they'd never do anything to hurt us, because we truly believe the experts are very altruistic and they're very daddy-like. They're good daddies in Canada. That's how we've been taught to believe. Now we'll go to the phones and look at George from New York. Are you there, George?
Hi there, George. Alan. I guess we're in. It takes 2 seconds, somebody said once before. So I want to change gears a little bit and then change gears a little bit. This ain't social engineering, you know? It's quite interesting. You're there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here in New York, another crane went down today. You got a little view on that, or you think that's a little bit of terrorism on their part? I mean, all these years, these cranes, two of them going down in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's more guys drinking on the job, and they're coming in half-cut in the morning.
That's what it is. Well, they're amazing, those things, too. But anyway, that's just, so to shift gears again, here in New York, this social engineering, you know, how they brainwash you and how they have you set up to be a kid now. I guess you're a kid until you're 40 or 50 years old, right?
And the kids,
they have their spots, you know. They go around for the women, and this is the problem. They've been engineered to go to war, given a gun at 17, 18 years old, and sent around the planet to bring it under control for whatever the powers may be. Probably it's the bankers and whoever's behind the bankers. But they've been pretty successful at that, huh? But they have they've never conquered the woman part. You know, the old daddies haven't taught the young men how to love the women, huh? How to service the women.
Well, people forget, George, too, they've had 50 years straight, 50 years straight of the destruction of the family and male and female. This was literally a designed, well-funded, heavily funded war to destroy people so that you don't breed amongst yourselves. And people don't realize that the only reason a man would fight back home at one time is you fought for your family. You do anything and you put your life down for your family. Today, the males have nothing to fight for. And the only way they're allowed to fight at all for anything is when the government puts a uniform on and gives them medals and tells them they're very special. It's the only area where a guy is allowed to be kind of like a guy, immature though it may be.
Well, there might be still some areas, our Celtic ancestors who mixed with the Indians and everybody else down there in the out in the mountains. What are they, the Ozarks down there? They still get married.
You had to make Macs and different. Yeah, true.
Well, you know, like, because if you've got two couples and you get along and one couple got a girl and one couple got a boy, genetically already they probably get along. So as they grow up, you bring them up together, they like each other. And so 12, 13 years of age, just go to it, you know. And they got training because the old-timers have told them the situation of life. And a lot of them are lucky enough by 15, 16 years of age to really, really get into the glories of the art of sex, which they haven't been taught, you know, most people. But these ones have been given background, and they get to it. So there are areas in India, too, Hindu people I've heard of in my travels, you know, in New York. People tell me that they get there, too. And there's some, probably some other pockets around the planet. But the way you're talking, they want to bring all this down. But you see, what they have now is it's so plastic. They used to use the expression in the 60s, plastic. I didn't understand it too well. Plastic, you're so plastic, right? Then the meatpacking area in New York, right? They have all, I'll tell you, you get to New York, I mean, gorgeous women, you know, and I call it the streetwalker look, you know. This is the look they all have, the modern streetwalker look, you know. Gorgeous, gorgeous women, but I'll tell the guys, you know, I mean, these girls are really just high-class hookers. They're just looking for a guy to pay the bills, you know? Then you have the Lower East Side now is evolving to a very hip area, you know, for young couples to meet, right? But people travel around. And then you have, of course, the hustler industry, the scores, you know, these dance clubs. And this is becoming a rave, too, you know, and there's different levels of money. And even couples, married couples, there's places where the lap girls will do the dance and the women. And women have told me, I says, you've done that? And they says, yeah, it's very unique. It's very interesting. But this is where they've evolved. And people say, well, why talk
it's
about
that? It's not evolved,
sex?
George.
Well,
George,
sex
this
is how
they were
we
led.
Got here. This
is where they were led by the nose, because they didn't dream up this themselves. The whole culture, as I say, has been under attack for 50 years
behind the,
social engineering.
Right, that's true.
And what you've got today is a society where the males and the females cannot live together for any length of time. You've got men who don't know how to lead. In fact, they feel inadequate because they've been trained to feel inadequate by everything
they've
been told
at
school.
Look at any Madonna,
females
and we are inadequate.
Let me speak, George.
A woman is
George, the females themselves have been had years of schooling to make them assertive, which is actually aggressive, and they will not compromise, they will not allow the men to lead. So that was done on purpose because they were following the Soviet system. The Soviet war, the communist war, wasn't over in Vietnam, it was not over in Russia, it was being done right at home. And then when you find out with declassified information who was behind it, who's behind the whole culture industry? The CIA, your own CIA, were funding it all into existence. And monkey see, monkey do, that's traditional from Plato's time to the day. The youngsters are fed a certain combination of music, much music and all the rest of it, and they emulate the characters, and you have this society today where there's more children who are thrown into furnaces before they're born. Then actually get live births, and we think we call this civilization.
You think the abortion thing is that
it's civilized.
High? You think it's that high? That more? I thought it was 1/3 were being aborted. You think?
Oh no, it's much more. It's much, much more. In fact, a lot of it's done also in private clinics, and so on to try to keep the names off the books.
And
the same system in communist Russia, the Soviet system. They didn't even give them the birth pill. So the most common way of birth control was actually abortion. And many women had 6 or 10 abortions. That was fairly common because they were on the cheap in Russia. All the money was to go to the boys at the top to keep them in luxury. So this is an old, old thing. But no, they've pretty well destroyed. For most people, there's the occasional odd person out there, I mean very few, who've come through this and thought for themselves. Most people do not think for themselves. They adapt to the culture as it's changing, and you're being upgraded and reprogrammed, and they adapt and adapt, and they become politically correct.
Right, they learn how to make money.
This technique was used in China. The United Nations is using the technique to stop smokers. It's called the creation of social approval and social disapproval. And it's quite easy over a generation through massive propaganda to get everyone to parrot the same thing. And they use that now. That same technique has been used against smokers. Now the UN is going to use it, using the same guys who started this technique for China and the smokers, against people who are obese. So people really, most folk have no minds of their own. They simply take all the little cliches and all the slogans, like Lenin said, we shall win by slogans, and they parrot them, and they parrot it into existence. So you can make people believe anything you want with enough funding, as Bertrand Russell said.
Without a doubt. And just like they'll take these slogans, people who are just learning, and parrot them, and people think they know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about. But hopefully they will eventually learn what they're talking about. But
maybe one day, George.
Yeah, but time is running out. It's almost
it's running
gone.
Out. We're on a roll now. We're on a roll to a whole new system, a whole new order. And if you notice, and I keep telling groups, people who always think they're winning something, and that's the gays and the homosexuals, because they want children now, you see. And, of course, everyone says, oh, it's a shame they can't have children. But let's be honest here. What's the real goal here, which the gays and lesbians don't even think about themselves? It's to bring in, get clones off themselves. Here's the big scientist in there. With in vitro fertilization, all the rest of it using donor mothers, but it's actually taking cells from the males. They're actually rushing ahead with genetic engineering to bring out a new type of human. They've already said they have the same rights as once we had our ordinary conceived and birthed and so on. This is science behind this. So science has replaced everything else. It's replaced nature. It's replaced the gods. It's replaced everything. It becomes the new god to a lot of these people. And what it's doing
is
spearheading the way for new types of humans to be created. And science loves to use these groups.
It is their god. But they don't even need the... They have artificial wombs, too. That's where they're going. They won't even need...
Right now, they're using donor wombs. There's guys in the States there, couples, who are having their cells extracted, flown off to India, and it's inserted in some donor female for about $50. You'll carry it to term.
It's wild,
you know,
wild
the papers.
Stuff. You know, out of the gay and
lesbian, are doing the same
out of the
thing,
gay and lesbian groups, though, will come and has come and will come a lot of the most hep and smartest people because they've been outcast and they looked at things. Matter of fact, they were so dangerous that's why they killed them all off with AIDS.
The point is not to get smart children out of them. The point is for science to re-engineer and genetically enhance. Because that's what they're doing at the same time. What size of child do you want? What sex, what gender, what IQ level do you want? This is a spearheading for all society, and they're using these groups, these fringe groups, to bring it in. They're unwitting fools, as they say, and all groups are always used by these big powers that be for different purposes. Now we'll go on to the next caller, which is Antonia from Maryland. You there, Antonia?
Yes, hello Alan.
Yes.
How are you, Alan? I was calling to say hello and start off kind of where your last caller ended. You mentioned that we're all basically, guinea pigs, and they found a new group of guinea pigs today. I don't know if you heard about the group of people that they found in Brazil that have not been contacted yet by anyone from the outside world. So I guess that would be their new guinea pigs to actually observe as from Mr. Huxley's book, The Brave New World, as it's coming up. The fellow who was just on, he doesn't realize it's more insidious, like you say, than he knows. This begins at birth. You have to realize that your mother is a computer and she's programming you as she's been programmed. And so has your father. So everything you're taught, you got to realize, like, these people, they have been taught to survive. We have not been taught to survive from birth. We've been taught to be dependent. And and then the molding occurs, as you say, when you go to school. But everything you learn from the day, you're only taught the basics, as you say, what you need to know. You need to know how to walk. You need to know how to talk. Count from 1 to 10 or further if you can. Or and your ABCs, and it's a lot deeper. And then when you get into the indoctrination, then you end up to where we are now, you know.
Yeah. I hold on, and we'll talk about this after the break.
All right.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hi, folks. Alan was back cutting through the matrix talking to Antonio from Maryland there. You still there, Antonio?
Yes, I am.
Yes, continue. Yeah.
Yes, I was. I also was going to say, you know, after the indoctrination phase, you know, that's when they begin, you know, instilling in you that everything is meant to change, and so you come to accept that all this change must occur, you know, and like you said, it's not happenstance; it's planned way in advance, and has gone on for a long, long time.
Yeah, it has. Yeah,
and
it has.
Yes, you don't realize how pliable your world is. You know, things are constantly changing. You wake up in the morning, there's a new sign here. You wake up in the morning, the next day, there's a new building being built here. So when it's you just come to, they give you that sense of amnesia that you expect every day. You expect to forget
right.
that you saw something one day and that you don't see it the next, and that there's something new in
this place.
Yeah.
But there's nothing now, no buildings anywhere across the world, really. They're always knocked down in a few years. So that when you grow up, there's nowhere that you can go where your grandfather went or your grandmother went. There's no continuity, and so it keeps you off kilter. You feel you don't really belong, and that, again, creates more apathy, and that's done on purpose, too.
Yeah, correct. I just want to end with this on that point, is that here in my area, most buildings, once they reach the age of 100 years, they become historical sites, so they cannot be changed or anything or altered. And the way things, as you said, are rebuilt and changed now, they're not even giving new, rather old buildings a chance to reach that age or any anything in your surrounding to reach the
That's
age
right.
of 100 years.
Yeah.
So it has sped up, and it's going to keep speeding up. And as far as waking people up, it's going to have to begin with people who actually have young children, and they have to basically reprogram their minds and before
yeah,
they can even
absolutely.
Start to think about programming their children to think the right way.
And, there's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. Yeah.
And all I have to say is good night to you, and please, people, if you can, donate to Alan. He needs it, and it would help him.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
Thanks for calling. You got Z from California. There's Z.
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's that dreaded delay everybody talks about. Now, question and a statement. That was an excellent comment before from the other caller. And I wanted to bring up the movie Wag the Dog. You've talked about that movie many times, and it shows very well how media, A, controls you and tells you what to do and what to say and what to think. And also it tells you about how pliable everything is, because even the nations themselves are changing constantly. I'm from Bosnia, and literally from second largest city in that state, or you know, the country,
mm-hmm.
and it is basically become a capital city of another country.
Yeah.
And this was in my lifetime. Before me, my parents were, you know, World War II, grandparents World War I. The country, the whole area was constantly changing. And you never knew where you lived, in a way. And I just wanted to bring up the movie Wag the Dog, because that's also another aspect to how, you know, everything interconnects.
It's a program.
What do you think
about
that?
They literally followed the movie as the war. The movie came out first, and the war followed it exactly the same way.
Yes.
Well, that's it for tonight, folks. From a very, very wet, pouring rain, Ontario, with lots of black flies. And for me and Hamish, just good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.